Hello again, and welcome to the June of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name is Marv Pikla, and I am again privileged every month to put in words some thoughts about advancing your leadership, thoughts, and skills, and maybe improving your communication opportunities or engaging in professional development actions and activities, or just stepping out into the growing world of innovation and seeing what you can do to help find that always better way. This month, we're going to go back to basics and try to reimplant a piece of very important world of work responsibility. And what I'm referring to, I guess the way I'll say it is I'm speaking of praise. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm talking about praise. Yeah, I think it would be quietly helpful to everybody out there working hard every day and maybe looking for the best way to say thanks or way to go or just a simple action that exemplifies that you really appreciate sincerely, speaking of praise, okay? First, I believe it's important for everybody to establish their own style in showing praise. Too often, people use the same action or activity to give praise, and unfortunately, the genuineness of every attempt to throw off a great thank you just seems to fall short. You know what I mean? That if you use the same style all the time, it kind of loses its impact and importance. When I think about praise, I guess I have to admit too that in my leadership days, I would barely give myself a C as a grade for my style of praise. Why? Well, today I'm going to blame my dad for this shortcoming. He did not toss out many high-level praise examples. His philosophy was that just doing a good job, a great job, was just what you're supposed to do every day and with every assignment. So why toss out those extra way to goes, son? Dad would actually turn the table sometimes and ask you if you thought you did a fair, good, or great job. And if you could know that you did good or great, then you should have your own satisfaction, and that's all you need. Interesting. This praise style may seem a little cold, but the unspoken motivation was super. That style made me always try and do just a little more and always to see if I could make whatever more special than anybody else's and without a doubt push me to never just do the minimum. That was, speaking of praise, Dad style. Another speaking of praise style option is to let everybody know that you're watching them at work in a most positive way. Whether it's letting them know that based on their current successes, that they would be involved in the next innovation coming up, or that they would represent you the next time at a company big time meeting. You will be setting a style of speaking of praise. Finally, a non-traditional speaking of praise option is to make it a practice to go where they are. You know what I mean. Go and meet and interact and plan and laugh or share and debate on their turf. This unique form This unique form and style of praise is often much underestimated. However, I can tell you from personal and professional experience, making the effort to go where they are always, always seems to be a special style of praise point that really ends up not needing any words. Well, guess what? I've already used up my time, and it's time to wrap up this month's Speaking of Praise, Inspiring Innovations, Learning Moments podcast. So when you're developing your own style of conveying praise, please think about, one, that it should be special, different, unpredictable, and just because it's the right thing to do. So find a good style. Number two, make your praise moments motivational. Encourage self-evaluation and how important that should be whenever praise is shared. Okay? Self-evaluation. And third, lastly, delivering praise in a different office, a building, a home, whenever it will mean more if it's on their turf. I know you know what I'm talking about. I hope you enjoyed this month's Learning Moments podcast. Start enjoying your summer, and we'll talk more in July.